Mitzvah Baba Kalapak Zion Mishnah Dalit Ganabal Pishnayim. Somebody who steals a sword set in front of two Adam. The Tavach Umachar Api Adam. And then he goes ahead and shaft or sells the sword set, but there was only one aid that is made that he shafted it or sold it. O Api Atmo. Or there are no Adam at all. He admitted it himself that he shafted it or sold it. Mishalim Tashlume Kepo. Beino Mishalim Tashlume Arba Bechamisha. He would have to pay kefo. If anybody who steals something has to pay kefo, but he wouldn't have to pay arba bechamisha. The reason being is there are no edim that he shafted or sold it. There's either only one aid, and one aid cannot be mechayvim, or there are no edim and he admitted it himself, and somebody cannot be chayv knas up his own hodah, as we have a klal modah the knas pater. Somebody who admits to owing a knas and there are no edim that saw him, he would be punished for paying the knas, and Tashlume Arba B'chamisha is a knas, it is not mamon, and therefore he is punished. Ganav B'tavach B'Shabbos. Ganav B'tavach L'Avodasor. Somebody who steals a shor or set, and then he shafted on Shabbos, or shafted for an Avodasor, this is a Chiyav Misa, and therefore he would be punished from paying Arba B'chamisha, as we have a klal Kimlei B'Rabba Mineh, when Bezin has to be Mechayah somebody, two penalties, Bezin would only be Mechayim in the more severe one. In this case, the more severe penalty is the Chiyav Misa, and therefore he would be Pater from paying the Arba of the Chamisha. Ganav Misha Ovid, who makes Ovid, Vachakach, Tavach Umachar. Somebody who steals a shor or set from his father, and then his father dies, and he inherits his father along with his brothers, and then he goes ahead and shef or sells the shor or set after he inherited his father, he would be Pater from paying the Dava Chamisha to his brothers. And since he inherited the shor or set, even though he has to share it with his brother, since he has a chelek in it, he does not have to pay arba v'chamisha. Ganav v'hikdash v'achar kach tavach u'machar mishalim tashlume kefo v'eino mishalim tashlume arba v'chamisha. Somebody who steals a shor or set, and then he is matish the shor or set, and only after that he shafts it or sells it, he would have to pay kefo, but not arba v'chamisha. The reason being, as once the shor set becomes hekdesh, you are not chayav for shechting or selling a behema that belongs to hekdesh. So therefore, in all these cases, he would have to pay kefo, as since the chiyav kefo comes from the time that he steals it, and at that time he wasn't chayav misa in the case where he shechted it for Shabbat or for Avodah Zarah, or he did not yet inherit his father in the case that his father died after stole it, or in the last case he had not yet been magdish it before he stole it. So therefore, in all those cases, he would have to pay kefo, but arba v'chamisha he would not have to pay. Rabbi Shimon Oimer kachim shachayim bachar yusam mishalim tashlume arba v'chamisha she'ein chayim bachar yusam. Rabbi Shimon says that when somebody steals kachim from somebody else, that is, somebody is magdish a behema to be used for a korban, if the person who is magdish a behema to be used for a korban is chayav b'achrusa, meaning is responsible for the behema, that if this behema gets lost, he would have to bring another behema. The case would be that he said hare alai korban, he was makabo on himself the netter that he would bring a korban, then he was magdish this behema to be used for that korban, and now if that behemoth gets lost, he would simply have to bring another behemoth for a korban. Since he made a netter, he would have to bring a korban. So therefore, since the person is chayav b'achar yusam, is responsible for this behemoth, so then if somebody steals it and then shechts it or sells it, would have to pay arba b'chamisha. But if the person is not responsible b'achar yusam, he is not chayav to bring a different korban if this one gets lost. And the case would be that he didn't mekabel on himself the netter that he would bring a korban. He just was magdish this behema for a korban. He said, hare zu korban, this specific behema should be a korban. And since he didn't make a netter that he would bring a korban, if this behema gets lost, he wouldn't have to bring another korban. This is called kachim she'ena chayav b'achar yusam. And in this case, if somebody was still that behema and shechted or sold, he wouldn't have to pay dalav behema. And the reason for the difference is that generally, you do not have to pay dalav behema for shechting or selling a behemoth that belongs to Hegdish, just in a case where the Balaam is chayav b'achar yusam. So therefore, since he is responsible, so it is considered as if it is his, not just that it belongs to Hekdesh, and therefore the person would have to pay Arba v'chamisha. While the Rabbanan argue with Rabbi Shimon, they say that even in a case where the Balaam is chayav b'achor Yusuf, if you steal that behemah and shecht it or sell it, you would be punished from paying dollar behemah, since the behemah does belong to Hekdesh, as the Balaam was makdish it. There is no chiyav dollar behemah for shechting a behemah that belongs to Hekdesh.
If somebody steals a shor seh, and then he sells it excluding for 100 of the shor seh that he leaves for himself, he wouldn't have to pay dal behemah in this case, since he did not sell the whole behemah. Or if somebody steals a shor seh that he was a partner in it, he had a chelik in the shor seh, and then he steals it from his partner and shechts it or sells it, he wouldn't have to pay dal behemah, since partly the behemah belonged to him. Or if somebody steals a shor seh, shechts it, and it becomes an avela in his hand, he did not do a proper shechita, and the behemah is usher to eat. Also in this case, he wouldn't have to pay da'a behemah. He only has to pay da'a behemah for shechita, and this isn't considered a shechita, the behemah became an avela. Hanocher, or if somebody, instead of shechting the behemah, he slices the behemah open, this is not considered a shechita, and therefore he wouldn't have to pay da'a behemah. Ma'akir, somebody, instead of shechting the behemah, rips out the simanim, mishalim tashlume kefo, ve'eno mishalim tashlume arba v'chamisha. In all these cases, the ganav would pay kefo, but not arba v'chamisha. These are not considered a shechita, and a ganav only pays arba v'chamisha for a shechita. Ganav v'reshus ha'balim, v'tabach u'marvot me'reshusam. Somebody steals a shor seh on the property of the owner, and then he shechts or sells the behemah outside of the property of the owner, or vice versa. Osha ganav chutz merushusa b'tabach u'machar berushusa. He steals the shor seh outside of the property of the owner, and the shor seh was outside the owner's property, and then he took the shor seh into the property of the owner, and he shechted it or sold it there. Osha ganav b'tabach u'machar chutz merushusa. Or he stole the shor seh and he shechted it or sold it all outside the property of the owner. Mishalim tashlume arba v'chamisha. In all these cases, the ganav would pay arba v'chamisha. And the ganav did a mishicha over here on the behemah. He did a kinyan on the behemah. He dragged it from place to place. So it doesn't make a difference if he did the mishicha from the reshus harav into the property of the owner, or vice versa, he did a mishicha from the property of the owner out to Rosh Hashanah, or he found the behemah of Rosh Hashanah and did a Mashiach over there on Rosh Hashanah. In all these cases, he did a kinyan on the behemah, and therefore he becomes a ganav on the behemah and would pay arba v'chamisha if he shechted it or sells it. Avo ganav v'tabach u'machar v'reshusa pater. But if the ganav goes into the property of the owner of the shor seh and steals it there and shechts it and sells it inside the property without taking the behemah outside of the property of the owner, he would be punished from paying arba v'chamisha. As in this case, since he did not take the behemah out of the property of the owner, mishicha is not kone in the reshus habalim. Dragging it from place to place would not be considered a kinyan, and a ganav would not be considered a ganav until he does a kinyan on it. And therefore, kolzman that he doesn't do a hagbah, he didn't pick up the behemah, as hagbah would be kone in the reshus habalim, he would not be considered a ganav of the behemah. So therefore, if he was shechted or sell it, he would not be chayav arba v'chamisha.